what is going on? So this past weekend, I went to the Nation of Islam. I went to their mosque. I had a great time. And then I picked up this book that I've been reading. And where is it at? It was literally right here with me. But it's How to Love a Black Woman. I've been reading it. I've been diving into it. And I came to a particular section that I wanted to share with you was the responsibilities of a man to a woman. A husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. And I think that was really such a beautiful thing, because nowadays, as you guys may know, I hate dating content online. I think it's very polarizing on both left and right side for men and women, right? Where men say they want this traditional woman, and then women say they just want an ATM that makes them live this soft life that it's never been like broadcasted ever, right? Like this soft life, and then these men looking for women that are like pure virgins, never been touched or whatnot, right? And both sides are just screaming BS at each other, right? Hoping to gain a whole follower base and hopefully sell them a course or just, you know, feed into their ego with likes and comments. However, what I really love about what the book said was that men are responsible for a woman's mental, physical, emotional, and economic well-being. Then a woman is supposed to give a man peace, solace, and quietness. I wanted to actually read it. So I'm actually going to go find it so I can read this to you. All right. So it actually says that husbands has a right over his wife, and wife has rights over you. They have, as a woman, the right to demand to be taken care of. A wife has the right to demand that the maintenance be physical, mental, spiritual, and economic. She has that right. You have, as her husband, the right to receive comfort, consolation, quietness of mind. You have that right to ask her to help you meet your goal. These are rights given from God to the male and the female. How do you get those rights? And literally after I read that, I was like, wow. If you look at what's going on online today and people are saying, right, women are only looking at, actually, it's not all women. They're just saying the women that are making content about men being bad nowadays or just content centered around men ain't shit content, right? They only look men towards that physical aspect, towards that economic aspect. And on the other end, you have men looking at women towards that quietness of mind, right? And can you cook, can you clean, right? Never in there does it say a woman has to be able to cook, clean, and do all that. And that doesn't matter, right? But something I really think that was amazing is you have the right to ask her to help you to meet your goals. And I think it's really important when you look at the word ask, right? You can't demand it. You can ask her, and she has a choice to help you meet your goals or not. I think that was also an amazing point. But my main premise of sharing this is that a lot of times we have to get out of social media, out of these influencers and these content creators or these dating content creators that try to tell you what dating should be like, right? Because a lot of them are lying. A lot of them are living a life online that in real life that they don't ever actually live. So, for example, Fresh and Fit, right? The guys over there, they talk about OnlyFans models. They talk about how guys are being poisoned by porn, and turn around, one of them was gawking over an OnlyFans model in her DMs. All right, so like I say, the men online that are preaching this alpha male things, turn around, you find out they're not living the life that they say they are, right? A lot of flash and boom. I've actually have a good friend, RJ, he says that if you see somebody in a Lambo or always in the gym working out and they don't ever show you the grind of them actually working, you are the product. And a lot of alpha male guys, you'll see them working out. You'll see them in a Lambo. You'll see them in a car, but never actually working or working for like 2 seconds. That means you're the product.
Right.
So don't go down a rabbit hole, but what I want to, but main premise of me sharing this is go outside and touch some grass, right? Go outside, touch some grass, and learn about what you like. There's people in real life that will desire what you want. 50, 50, or whatever. Great. It's out there for you. But touch grass, stop living online, especially when it comes to dating. All right? Peace.